The season of Lent, I think, is a very helpful opportunity for us because we tend to get in our usual habits of life, and it's a time where we step back and look at our priorities and see ways in which we are or are not, you know, following what the Lord is calling us to do, or, you know, certain commandments that we might be struggling with. So it's a great opportunity for us to take a step back, to look at how we're called to serve the Lord, and to recommit to serving Him with our whole heart. It's a little ironic that we celebrate Ash Wednesday on Valentine's Day this year. You know, people often associate Valentine's Day with chocolates and candy and flowers and Valentine's Day cards. And even though St. Valentine was actually a bishop who was martyred in the Catholic Church, but, you know, in popular culture, you know, Valentine's Day has taken on kind of its own meaning. And fasting and penance probably are not the first thing that the secular culture thinks of when they think of Valentine's Day. But on the bright side, you know, having Valentine's Day on Ash Wednesday, you know, if you want a cheap date, you can just go and give bread and water to the person, and you can get save a little bit of money. So there is an upside to it. But if we think about the connection between the two, you know, fasting and penance at first glance probably doesn't sound like the most romantic thing to be doing. But it does reveal to us something about authentic love. You know, love isn't about candy or flowers or cards. You know, those are an expression of the sacrifice that someone is making for the good of the other. That's why they have value. You know, love requires sacrifice. And the greater our love is, the more we're willing to sacrifice. And the greater the sacrifice is, the more that reveals authentic love. And so I think that's a really good lens through which we can look at Lent. You know, a lot of people want to follow Jesus when he's working miracles. Oh, he's healing people. He's multiplying the loaves of bread. He's promising us eternal life. A lot of people followed him at those moments, but very few people followed him to the cross. Very few people are willing to suffer with Christ. They want to be with him in the good times, but it's a lot harder to be with him when there's sacrifice involved. And so I think a good question for us to reflect upon is, are we willing to suffer with Christ? Are we willing to embrace suffering? Are we eager to suffer with Christ as a sign of our love? Because that calls us to make a deeper self-gift to the Lord. And so the ways in which we're called to sacrifice, almsgiving is one of the pillars of Lent. You know, almsgiving is a sacrifice. We take money that we could use on ourselves. We could buy things that we want or go on a nice vacation for ourselves. But instead, we use that as a gift to others, to alleviate the suffering of those who are hungry, and to do that for the love of God. And so almsgiving is a sacrifice that reveals love of God and love of neighbor. And the more we're willing to embrace almsgiving, the deeper our love. You know, penance is the same way. You know, a lot of Catholics today don't really embrace penance. You know, some people will even say, like, I'm not going to do any penance this Lent, or just the minimum that the church requires. If we look at the history of the church, in the early church and throughout the Middle Ages, every day of Lent was a fasting day. Every day. That means one meal. So they fasted every day throughout Lent. And if we look at the lives of the saints, you'll notice so many of the saints would embrace penance and fasting. You know, the Fatima children, you know, they were 7, 8, 9 years old. After the apparitions, and especially after the apparition where they saw the fires of hell, it really changed them. And they would give up their lunches. These were poor children. And they would give up their lunches and give them to other people who were hungry. And they would go without lunches. And in the middle of the summer in Portugal, they wouldn't drink water throughout the day. And they'd have splitting headaches in the summer heat, but they would offer it all up as a sacrifice for the conversion of sinners. and to make reparation to our Father in heaven. You know, every conversion requires penance. You know, there's a price for every soul. Some souls are more expensive than others, but every soul has a price, and penance needs to be done for their conversion. And so, how deep is our love? Would we be willing to do penance for the conversion of somebody else so that they might, God willing, one day receive eternal life? And so penance is beneficial for the conversion of others, and penance unites us to Jesus Christ who suffered for us. You know, almsgiving and penance help to detach us from self-love, and that enables us to love God more perfectly. And often there's a lot of self-love that we need to detach ourselves from. You know, we tend to, very often, we want to be comfortable. We want to take care of ourselves. That there can be a lot of self-love that we have to overcome in the spiritual life. And almsgiving and penance are the way to do that. And the more that we do those things, the more pure our prayer becomes. The more zealous we become for prayer, and the more pleasing that prayer is to God. You know, when we do embrace penance and almsgiving, it's amazing the effect that that has on deepening our prayer and purifying us. You know, St. Peter Chrysologus said that fasting is the soul of prayer. That's an interesting thing to reflect upon. Fasting is the soul of prayer. You know, fasting gives life and it gives depth and vitality to our prayer. And so as we begin this Lent, I encourage us not to be afraid of the cross. Christ embraced the cross. We can embrace the cross generously. And we can embrace suffering as something more important than our own comfort or our own good. But I encourage us to allow almsgiving and penance to shape our hearts so that we can love God and love our neighbor more fully. And that in turn will enliven and give great life to our prayer as well.